Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom Simple J, good morning. Don't forget, folks, voting has already started. 1.5 million ballots have already been cast across the country. And then, of course, we have early voting this week in a variety of states. Georgia starts today, Tom. That's a potentially purple state based upon the latest polling data. And then also North Carolina begins on Thursday, and we'll have all of those details right here. Keeping people abreast. Last week, we mentioned Ava DuVernay's documentary that is on Netflix. It is called 13th, dealing with the 13th Amendment, where people believe that somehow the slavery was over. But the reality is you still have an issue in this country. Well, it is also one of the issues that the New York Justice League has been dealing with as well. Joining us is Tamika Mallory, who is with the New York Justice League. Tamika, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Good morning.
So what you've seen this documentary, and what is interesting is so many people now see it and they go, whoa, okay, I thought this stuff was over. I did not realize that in our Constitution it still says that slavery is allowed in our prison system.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think, Roland, you and I have talked about how important art is, and what Ava has done here is been able to explain something that we've been talking about, which is that the Constitution still includes a clause that says that we are free unless you commit a crime. If you are considered to be a criminal, then that is when slavery applies to you again, and it is being played out in the form of mass incarceration. And I thought that it was excellent that she was able to draw those parallels in this film to show that this is an issue. And by having Michelle Alexander, who wrote the book The New Jim Crow, in the film to talk about this issue was extremely important. And everyone needs to see it, including children.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about that particular issue, even right now, a lot of folks don't know, there's a massive prison strike that is going on. Some 24,000 inmates are in about 11 or 12 states across the country because they're talking about these very issues.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that we've been talking about at Justice League NYC is the idea of how of prison labor within mass incarceration. So looking at the fact that many corporations are using prisoners to make their products, and those, and they're being paid wages somewhere between 12 cents, 23 cents an hour, no more than $4 a week. And so these prisoners are on strike because they don't have rights. Once they come out of prison, this is very, very important. Once they come out of prison, many of them cannot get jobs with the same corporations that they work with while they are in prison. So they learn the trade. You know, when you call certain telephone companies, you can actually pick up for telemarketing and also for services to fix your phone. You can actually be talking to a prisoner who is making less than 23 cents an hour. But that same prisoner may not be able to get a job with that corporation when they come home.
Victoria's Secret. That was one of the corporations that they said they use prison labor to make the lingerie for Victoria's Secret.
And
Victoria's
JCPenney.
Secret, JCPenney's, McDonald's, hamburgers are made there. At some point, the fish was being raised there on a particular, I was getting ready to say a slave plantation. So funny, but no.
That's what it is.
For Whole Foods, exactly. And so this is, and you know what we're
the
saying.
The Idaho
about
potatoes.
It,
so, but in terms of what they were doing or are doing, how do we stop it?
That's so funny. What I think our position is that we stop it by spending our money with corporations that are actually engaging in these type of practices. One of the things that I thought was very, very important was the fact that she drawed a parallel in this film. Between what we see happening with police encounters, racial violence, and mass incarceration. The hunting season is on, and it has been difficult to get people's minds wrapped around this whole idea of why they should care about prisoners. And I'm not just talking about people outside of our community. I'm talking about Black folks have said, well, they're in prison. But, you know, one of the things that I say to them is that if you and I today, we have a crack business and we're selling crack cocaine, and we purchase all the supplies from a white person. If we get caught at the same time with this white person, I'm going to be sentenced to 25 years to life because of the color of my skin, and he may get 2 to 3 years. That is a problem. And when you look at the issues of police violence and racial violence, and as I said, the hunting season that puts police officers in our communities over-policing us, and we end up going through the system, and then we end up like these prisoners who are on strike having to sit within prisons and make products for corporations, why would they come to our aid? Why would they support us?
How about the young man who was imprisoned, even though he had maintained his innocence? He decided he was going to fight it and just maintain his innocence. He comes out finally, is released, and he kills himself. So there's not only what they're doing inside, but how they're being treated and what their life is after they get out.
So Khalif Browder, whose mom passed away yesterday, that's the young man that you're speaking of.
Yes.
And that is the toll that mass incarceration takes on people. Khalif Browder did not have enough money to get out on bail. That was the issue. For 2.5 years, he sat on Rikers Island in New York. He went in at 16 years old for stealing a book bag that it was found later on that he did not steal. He ended up sitting in jail for over 2 years. He was raped. He was beaten by guards and other inmates, because when you put 16-year-old kids in prisons with older people, they are susceptible to abuse. And Khalif Browder came out, and with mental trauma, he killed himself. And it really is a sad story. And now we see that his mom passed away yesterday.
This is a fundamental issue. And then again, what we need is for folks to realize that it exists in America. The 13th Amendment still says, go read it, folks, that slavery is legal in our prison system. New York Justice League still fighting the issues for prisoners' rights. Tamika Mallory, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That is a hell of a documentary.
Yes,
13th.
It is.
I mean,
on Netflix. Check it out, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Roland.
Good job,
folks. Y'all take care.
Yeah.